Check out my amazing copy of Left 4 Dead. Look at that. Factory sealed. Thing's pretty valuable. I'm gonna go store it like an archaeologist does their treasures. Now, what you're witnessing might seem a little crazy to you, but this is basically what is happening at one of the most important archaeological sites on the planet, Göbekli Tepe. Archaeologist approved. Do you see this artifact? They put it back in the ground to protect it. Let's discuss the literal cover-up of one of the coolest pieces of rock that I've seen come out of Göbekli Tepe. And yes, don't worry, before this video is done, I'll certainly show you what's happened to that Left 4 Dead game. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. This porthole stone was discovered in 2010 on the northwest mound at Göbekli Tepe. The artifact is large, flanked with animals, and has two rectangular windows that give the object its name. In fact, many experts believe that these artifacts served as doors and either sat on top of an enclosure or in front of an enclosure and served as entrance and exit points. Now, several of these types of stones have been found at Göbekli Tepe and Karan Tepe, but this one is unique. It's flanked by guardian beasts and it's sporting two doors instead of one. It's a lot more ornate and larger than the others that have been found. Probably the entrance to a ceremonial center or the like, this is the most impressive of those porthole doors that we have in the record. And it's currently being preserved just like my copy of L4D is. They wrapped it in plastic and they sifted the dirt they buried it with, but they buried it right where they found it and they called this a good thing. They say that this is standard archaeological practice, and in some cases it is. It's not really standard, but it does show up fairly regularly. But you can't really say that this porthole stone is a standard artifact, nor could you say that Göbekli Tepe is a standard archaeological site. Places like Göbekli Tepe are not only huge to the world, and Atlantis bros and archaeology nerds and conspiracy nuts and all these kinds of people, crazy uncle at Thanksgiving. But it's also huge to antiquities dealers, which means it's huge with antiquities looters. And while there is no way to say for certain just how many figurines and such have been looted from that pot-bellied hill before excavations began, there is one major theft that occurred in 2010. The statue of a human head with a vulture on top vanished while under excavation. That's right, they stole it out of the ground, not a museum where it's, well protected. And I probably don't need to tell you this, but this is relevant to the conversation we're having. Because after it goes into a museum, it's not so easy to get your hands on. And the official suspicion is that it was an inside job perpetrated or assisted by one of the people who worked at the site. Klaus Schmidt was the man in charge of Göbekli Tepe at that time, and the Turkish government fined him about $10,000. Which is a fraction of what that artifact most likely sold for. So when I saw this porthole stone had been reburied, I became concerned immediately. Now, I mentioned my concern to Lee Clare, the archaeologist currently in charge of the site, but I guess he thinks it's stupid or I'm stupid or something, whatever. Now, I laid into him pretty hard, and to be honest, alcohol might have been involved, but the man needed it, for fuck's sake. Our past deserves vigilant protection, not this sort of lackadaisical, haphazard nonsense. Now, I may cover this on my second channel in the future, the one where I do the drama RUE stuff. If you're interested, let me know. In the meantime, I'll just let this be for the people that follow me on X. But what is important to note is that Lee wasn't in charge when that stone was reburied. However, It looks really bad that it's still there right now. It looks really, really bad, if it even still is there right now. And as you're probably not surprised, it's not alone. This other porthole stone was buried in situ as well. From Enclosure B this time, it is under the dirt right where they found it, supposedly. I mean, these stones could easily have been snatched and nobody would know. It's like they're underground, right? Not so like anybody ever seen them in the last 15 years. And the fact of the matter is, it was an inside job that got the artifact stolen that was already there. And the problem here is that we're being blocked from new discoveries, new evidence, as well as putting that thing in harm's way, making it easier to pluck it. We can't go look at it and do any sort of actual science or anything, get any information off of it. And it's in a spot where it's more accessible to thieves than it was in some Turkish dude's garage. I mean, you could just lock it in a fucking garage and it would be in safer hands than it is underground. And I know lots of people say, oh, but they put in all these cameras now, and it's under constant surveillance. And nothing bad could possibly ever happen under constant surveillance. When money gets involved, it's not like we have a track record of this kind of thing happening in the very recent past. Anyway. And the cover-up, honestly, is the real issue in my mind. And I know this sort of stuff gets covered up. Now, I just did a video on elongated skulls and how they're being covered up and slowly removed from our history books in real time. So I get cover-ups happen. But the thing here is, we have less conspiratorial reasons than I had with the elongated skulls. We don't have to get all like, I wonder what they're hiding from us. They could be, but the fact of the matter is, the artifact could be stolen already or have been facilitated to be stolen, and it could well be damaged while sitting in the ground. Both of them. Now, this is not uncommon. I've covered archaeologists using cigarette cartons to store artifacts before, and the damage was immense. And while the plastic wrap that they're covering the artifacts with should deter root growth, it's not a good way to store priceless treasures. I mean, I probably don't have to explain this to you. I mean, I know you video game collectors out there are still freaking out going, oh my God, I wonder what happened to that game. How badly was it damaged when he pulled it out of the ground? But the real big deal is theft. If I left that thing in the ground overnight, I would potentially come back to it being gone, right? Even if nobody knew where it was, right? Now, artifacts don't tend to go missing from museums as much as they used to anymore. But when museums are being transferred or when there's some sort of turmoil, this happened to the Baghdad Battery in 2003 when the U.S. invaded Iraq. Several high-dollar artifacts went missing. This was probably the most expensive, the coolest one of the bunch. And the fact of the matter is, there's people that are waiting there that are ready and have the means and the will to facilitate these things being put on their shelves. And now they're the only ones that can run further tests on it. I recently did a video on the Baghdad Battery, and I have an idea that I personally think is the best one on the block. But I can't further test or even look at newer tests with the Baghdad Battery because it's G-O-H-N gone, unless you're in a rich dude's circle, and then you know where it is. Clearly, it's not a tiny group of people that are involved in black market artifact stealing, looting, and collecting. And I don't believe that this imaginary person or his friends ignore Göbekli Tepe. Whether their interest is academic, purely ego-driven, or even occult, I don't really care. This is like my honeymoon. The only interests I care about are my own, and they're not being met. These memories are a little traumatic, to be honest with you. But anyway, the point that I'm making here is, like, there's things I would love to know about the Baghdad Battery that I will never be able to find out. There's things about these porthole stones that I will probably never be able to find out. They may well be gone. They're probably corrupted and contaminated from where they were when they were first found. I mean, wrapped in plastic and covered with new kinds of dirt. I mean, it's just... at any rate... This wasn't LeClaire that was in charge of the place. It was Klaus Schmidt when they were buried. So it's quite possible that they were stolen under Klaus Schmidt's watch. If they were stolen at all, they may well still be there. But the problem is, These things have been like for 15, 16 years, they've just been stuck in the ground. And again, if I told you that I put that copy of Left 4 Dead in the ground for 15 years, you'd freak the fuck out, and rightfully so. You'd be like, how did it survive 15 years? And people know where Göbekli Tepe is. Nobody was going to follow me to bury that game. I hope nobody's following me. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. I'm going to be in Sedona, Arizona, May 1st through 3rd, to discuss this kind of stuff, in particular the cover-up surrounding the elongated skulls. But I'm going to be partying with people, man. I'm going to be out there running around and going crazy like the New Kids on the Block did in 1994 or 2 or 1990. That's the year it was. Anyway, it's going to be great. You should probably check it out. And, oh, you want to see how this game fared? All right, back at the car. Let's see what kind of condition she's in now that she's been stored for 10 minutes. Looks pretty good.